Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter plans to start charging roughly $20 a month for users to keep their blue check marks as part of a premium service that will be rolled out under Elon Musk's ownership. The company plans to raise its optional $4.99 a month premium subscription called Twitter Blue to $19.99 a month. However, that price is subject to change. A man exonerated last year in the 1965 slaying of activist Malcolm X and the estate of a second man cleared after his death reached a settlement totaling $36 million with New York City and the state. 84-year-old Muhammad Aziz served almost two decades in prison. Aziz is married and has six children. More than 100 people in Maguindanao province have died in one of the most destructive storms to hit the Philippines this year, with dozens more feared missing after villagers fled in the wrong direction and got buried under mudslides. Almost 2 million others were swamped by floods in several provinces. Concerns rise as Russia resumes a grain blockade of the Ukrainian export. Tony Maruso explains.
President Biden says global hunger could increase after Russia suspended a UN deal to let ships carrying Ukrainian grain pass safely. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called the move rather predictable and says it didn't start today. Russia began deliberately aggravating the food crisis back in September when it blocked the movement of ships with our food. From September to today, 176 vessels have already accumulated in the grain corridor, which cannot follow their route. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is October 31st, and it's more than Halloween. Today is Nevada Admissions Day and Girl Scouts Founders Day. Juliet Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Scouts in 1860. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A Manhattan doctor charged by federal authorities in a massive health fraud scheme mysteriously vanished in an alleged dead-of-night boating accident 25 miles off Long Island's Fire Island. Friends of Dr. Marvin Moy say they are left with unanswered questions about the alleged accident earlier this month. China on Monday launched the third and final module to complete its permanent space station orbiting Earth. It's been more than a decade-long endeavor to maintain a constant crewed presence in orbit. The already orbiting 23-ton laboratory is designed for science and biology experiments. The violence against the husband of the second in line to the presidency is being condemned by most Americans. Tim Berg has more.
Following the apparent violent assault on Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, security concerns are being raised about lawmakers' families. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells ABC's This Week that has been a top-of-mind issue for him since taking office, adding he thinks it's important for more civil discourse regarding political rhetoric.
Well, we've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation and, you know, we have no violence. I mean, this what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, huh? But we keep fighting the good fight, and we're getting close to the midterms, and people are voting now, even as we speak, early voting taking place, of course, and all eyes are on the process to try and do everything we can, things that we didn't do in 2020 to ensure, you know, some reliability in this election. We'll see how things come out in light of what the polling and everything else seems to be indicating to us. But, you know, as we've been saying repeatedly, Americans have had it with this this polarized government that we live in. And even the ruling party is not doing much to bring us together, sadly, and that is adding strain to the whole process. And you know, I think that the thing that's going to save this country is what we've been talking about, and that is that we have a true American wave, not a red wave, not a blue wave, certainly, but an American wave, a wave that is for this country and for the Constitution. And it's interesting, on the eve of all this, we have what's going on with Twitter and with Elon Musk freeing up our First Amendment right that some have taken so casually. I mean, you know, think about it. Our First Amendment right, the most important right that we have, I believe, in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights. And here it is. It's up for debate as to what can be said, who's going to moderate, and that sort of thing. Well, you know, that conversation will continue. Right now we have Eric Karenbeck with us. We're going to be talking about an article that he published in Blue Magazine back on November the 26th last year. And the title of the article was, "Are We on the Verge of World War III?" Okay, back then, and I know it was a bit provocative because we were looking at all that was going on and dealing with COVID and all the entire mess that the country had been suffering. Well, the peace and global security is being jeopardized. The failures of our government in sustaining peace in Afghanistan especially. And you say, well, I thought Afghanistan, Bill, I thought that was over. Wait a minute. Hang on. We've got the former special agent, 25-year decorated veteran special agent, Eric Karenbeck with us. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, what an honor to be back on with you.
Well, let's talk about this article. I mean, that's quite provocative to ask if we're on the verge of World War III. I mean, you look at these things. I mean, just like anything that has to do with war, there's supply chains. There's certain things that need to be lined up in order for a war to occur. Pretty much the same thing as to what happened in Ukraine. You'd have to be delusional to think that the Russians were doing anything but an invasion, preparing for an invasion when they were lining up their soldiers, supply lines, everything right there on the border of Ukraine, right? So you're seeing some of the same things happening that could lead us into World War III.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, happy Halloween, and I'm going to be the Grim Reaper today. And it's unfortunate, but someone's going to be honest with the American people. Right now, mm-hmm. have the beginnings of World War III. We have, and why do I say that? We have China and Iran aligning with Russia, providing them with billions of dollars worth of military equipment, with advisors on the ground. Iran's got military advisors on the ground. They're using their drones. And it's been reported just in the last few days, the soldiers that we trained in Afghanistan, Bill, the special forces mm-hmm. that we trained in Afghanistan are being recruited into Russia to fight for the Russians. And they're saying, mm-hmm. hey, we have no choice. We have to go to Russia because we have no food to feed our family. And this is our only opportunity to earn a living. So we have China, Russia, and Afghan soldiers aligning with Russia. And then we have, of course, the Americans, along with the European Union and others, providing billions, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of arms to Ukraine. And so, unfortunately, we have a president who's not leading. And he's leading us, he's led us into World War III.
Well, let's break this down just a little bit. Because what's happening, two major issues. First of all, energy is king. Oil is king.
That's right.
That is just the case. That's what the world operates on, right? We have surrendered our energy independence, so it's like we're almost off the chessboard altogether. So
that's right.
Advantage to Putin. Okay, he's tied up Ukraine, third largest distributor of wheat, right?
Yes, right.
And now he's leveraging oil, he's leveraging food to all these countries saying, okay, how much freezing to death do you want to stand? How much famine do you want to stand? Of course, I mean, he's putting pressure on them, you know, to go along. And here it is, you know, where you see the NATO nations are losing some sense of commitment. And backbone on this situation, and as you say, where's the leadership to bring these disparate parties together to where we can make nice and get out of this situation? Because what we're on the verge of here, Eric, is much more severe than people think about. Right now here in America, we're a little distracted because we're dealing with the midterms and focusing a lot on whether or not the Democrats are going to cheat. Well, that doesn't matter a whole lot when, the whole world's going to, you know, hell in a handbasket.
That's right. That's right. And it's just been reported in the last few hours, Bill, that Russia has unleashed hundreds of missiles into Ukraine, targeting their infrastructure again. They are going to freeze the people of Ukraine this winter.
Yes.
And we are going to freeze as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said a year ago when, you know, the U.S. stood up, Joe Biden stood up and said how tough he is and he's going to impose these sanctions on Russia. The sanctions haven't done a damn thing to Russia.
Yeah.
And they won't. All we have to
if anything, it's made them richer.
That's right.
Right.
So these
and it's called into question. Okay, what do you got? Well, Putin's not stupid. He's amassing his alliance, even if they're fragile. But he knows that. What are they going to do? Where else are they going to go for gas? Where oil? Where else are they going to go for food? I mean, he's controlling the number three breadbasket of the world with Ukraine.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. Spot on. And unfortunately, we have to get switched on. No pun intended. That's the title of my book.
Yes.
On the heart and mind of a special agent. But we have to get switched on and understand that there's no winners in World War III. There were no winners in World War III. There's just death and destruction for all of us.
Well, I'll tell you, this really is quite frightening and real, Eric, because of all people, we have Joe Biden leading the country.
God help us.
Lord have mercy. Exactly. I mean, this is a scary, scary thought that here we are, we the people, that we've put ourselves in this position. There might be some good news on the other side. We'll talk about it. Eric Karen is with us, the former special agent, 25-year decorated veteran special agent as well. Stay with us. We've got more from Eric after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan is experiencing a mental health catastrophe right now. Young girls in particular are being faced with severe anxiety and depression as many are forced out of schools and into arranged marriages. Consequently, they struggle with feelings of worthlessness and isolation. We at the Tide Ministry are working to use our gospel radio broadcast to bring the love of Christ to those who may not have heard the good news before. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light and take their mental health seriously. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan who need to know that God values them and has provided a place of belonging for everyone who believes in Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. The former Marine and author switched on the heart and mind of Special Agent Eric Karen continues with us. Eric, just a moment. You and I, we touched a little bit on your background, but the philosophy and what you share with us in Switched On, I mean, this has its roots, from your dad, the way you were raised, your experiences. Give us a little rundown, if you would, for our audience.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thanks for the opportunity to share this, because I think it's so important today, more than ever, because crime and drugs and you know, mental illness, it's important that we as a society get switched on. And what do I mean by that? Switched on, living a switched on life. It is a mindset, and that we all have to strengthen the mind, body, and soul every day. All three are equally important. And so every day I have to strengthen my mind through education of some sort, reading. I have to strengthen my body by the C philosophy that I learned from my dad. And that C stands for sleep, eat, and exercise. Mm-hmm. And then we have to strengthen the soul through faith. Because without faith, we're in despair. And what I like to say about fear, when fear comes knocking on our door, and it does, through illness and divorce and drugs and addiction. So when fear comes knocking on our door, send faith to answer. And so the mind, body, and soul is so important, because if they're not fed equally every day and they're interdependent to each other, then we're off balance. And then we have a hard time making good choices, good decisions. And I think that's where we find ourselves in today in America. You know, divorce is skyrocketing, drug and overdose is skyrocketing, suicide is skyrocketing. Why? Because we're not living these basic core principles that you know, we've learned along the way, but we've lost our way. So the mind, body, and soul has to be fed every day for us to make good decisions, Bill.
Yeah. Well, at the basis is what I call first principles. Eric, you and I talked about this. And, right now, the chaos that we have in our life that we're realizing, it starts in the spiritual. And we have abandoned our moral compass. We've turned our back on God. And here this chaos has been allowed to have its way with us. And I don't know how much more we have to realize before we turn and return to God. I mean, this is the thing that is tradition and that we know with God, is that he is a faithful God, and that he's just waiting for us to turn back. But if we don't turn back, then, you know, the calamities will continue. And this is where we are right now. It's the same thing. You read in the Old Testament, what happened with the children of Israel? You know, God kept warning them, hey, look, this is what you're doing. And then they kept on, dealing with this stuff and thinking, so okay, they could do it without God. Yeah. And here it is. So that's the foundation. That's foundational. If you don't have your spiritual life and your spiritual assessment, and I get it. There's probably some people who say, Bill, you and Eric, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, I'm doing fine. You know, I don't need this God thing. Okay. Well, look, that's your choice. You're free to do that. But we must be at a point in this country and on this planet that there's been enough people, critical mass numbers of people, have turned their back on God in such a way that seemingly it appears the minority is commanding the majority right now, because the majority is just going along to get along.
Yeah. Well, the numbers are staggering. Over a million people have died in America from overdosing alone since 1999. Well over a million people. That's the size of Jacksonville, Florida, gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, I mean, if people don't think that people are struggling and lost what we're doing over these last few decades, it's not working, obviously. Mm-hmm. Turning away from our families, turning away from God, turning away from our country, it's not working. And that's why I say, for us to get back on that right road, a road to prosperity, we need to live these switched on philosophies that I'd learned as a child and that I practice throughout my life. Because, Bill, if I did not practice these core principles, and this is not hyperbole, I would be dead today. I would be dead if I did not practice these principles, because of my life as a special agent, I had to face the devil. And there are some days I physically would have died doing undercover operations if I made the wrong decisions. And then, of course, life, you know, illness, and then life through divorce. And so if I did not live these switched on philosophies, I would be dead today. That's why I'm so passionate about sharing these principles with anybody and everybody, especially like children.
Yes, exactly.
Children are so lost right now. So that's why I love sharing these principles, and I thank you, Bill, from the bottom of my heart, giving me the opportunity to share these core principles, and I hope it touches people's hearts.
I'm sure it will. It's up for them, and I would say, look, you need to read Eric's book, because this will bring more clarity to what we can touch on. I mean, we're here together certainly longer than most shows would have a guest on. The nature of this program is such that we want to bring you the truth no matter where it leads, and that, again, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about here recently, Eric, is you got to own your knowledge. You know, don't take it just from Bill or Eric. Don't, you know, if something is there, hopefully it motivates you enough to say, hey, I'm going to look into this C thing. This thing may have switched on. This is awesome. I mean, here's somebody who, you know, served the military, who has been a special agent. He's experienced life. And, this is the kind of principles that, you know, first of all, we want to hand them on to our own kids, right? Anecdotally, you know, we talk story, you know, let's talk story. Let's talk about these things. And, you know, when you're being a knucklehead, hey, that reminds me. Don't worry. We've all been knuckleheads. You know, we get through that process, but you know, you don't want to be a knucklehead. You don't want to be 40 and a knucklehead. All right. You want to get through that phase as early as possible. Get it one and done. Move on. Right. And yes. let's keep on growing, and let's attract other people who are switched on as well, because then we start making impact in our family. We make impact in our communities. And again, own your knowledge. If this is something that resonates with you, then check it out. Get your hands on Eric's book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. The experience here will bless your socks off. I mean, this is so cool that Eric would take the time and be so transparent and vulnerable to say, hey, here it is. You know, this is what I've gone through, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. You know, if I may share my website, Switched On Life, people like you're saying can check me out. SwitchedOnLife.com is the website, and I've written many articles. I put it all out there. I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve about my political views, my views on God and country and family, and what we need to do, and the mistakes that, you know, I've made and others have made along the way. But we have an opportunity, like you saying, is to correct these mistakes now.
Right.
You know, we don't have to live in despair. You know, we can pick ourselves up as a family. We can pick ourselves up as a country. We can pick ourselves up. But let's start living these switched on philosophy, these principles. They will help guide us. And you know, it is through love and loss that our hearts take shape and guide us as human beings. But it doesn't have to be so hard. You know, these switched on principles will help you make the right decisions, will help you recover from tragedy in your life. Because I've been there. I've been to the valley. And for me to get out of the valley, I had to live these switched on philosophy principles.
Yeah. It's practical experience. It's what you learn by doing. And this is the thing, Eric. You know, we've got 330+ million people here just in the United States. The cumulative intelligence of 330 million doesn't match. I mean, just overwhelms the IQ of some of these government officials that we're told that we should trust and believe in. And we surrender our freedoms and our liberties that God has given to us. But we need to cherish that. It's part of our birthright, in much the same way where Esau got himself in trouble. He didn't respect the birthright. We need to respect our God-given birthright. Eric Caron, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Semper Fi, my buddy.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP 308462 V1. The Average out-of-pocket prescription costs for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 100 people in Maguindanao Province have died in one of the most destructive storms to hit the Philippines this year, with dozens more feared missing after villagers fled in the wrong direction and got buried under mudslides. Almost 2 million others were swamped by floods in several provinces. A man exonerated last year in the 1965 slaying of activist Malcolm X and the estate of a second man cleared after his death reached a settlement totaling $36 million with New York City and the state of New York. 84-year-old Muhammad Aziz served almost two decades in prison. Aziz is married and has six children. With the World Series knotted up at one game apiece, Game 3 is tonight between Houston and Philadelphia. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of the book Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Glad to be back on the show.
Well, always good to have you here. Of course, this was debate week, and boy, you kind of feel for the Democrats in a sense that they were ill-equipped. I don't know that they won any of the debates, this midterm season.
Yeah, I mean, I mostly vote for the other party, so I mean, to me, it's just, what do the Germans call it, Schadenfreude. But yeah, I mean, this gets into something we've talked about. I mean, we talked about this honestly with Herschel Walker, but we've certainly gone into it more down the line with John Fetterman. So this gets into candidate selection. The candidate that really stands out, obviously, is Fetterman. I mean, John Fetterman had a massive brain-centered stroke. Obviously, you know, everyone across party lines wishes him well in the personal sense, but there was this question of would he debate Mehmet Oz, who's, you know, a quick-tongued physician, a businessman. And obviously, I mean, Fetterman tried to avoid that as much as possible, and the conventional understanding was that he thought he'd get humiliated. And that's pretty much what happened. They let him use some kind of closed captioning system, but, I mean, he kept stumbling over his words. At one point, he was talking about fracking, and he was asked why he changed his position on fracking to supporting it, and he just said, guys, I support fracking. So, I mean, that was a pretty significant defeat. And right now, I mean, you see, again, the Democrats control 90-odd percent of the media, so you're seeing this sort of heroic rush to rescue their man. I mean, people are saying it's ableist to criticize John Fetterman. But I think most people are saying, you know, if you're a U.S. senator and you're going to be voting on war and things like this, you ought to be able to talk bluntly. So, I mean, that,
that didn't go well. Hochul was another one that kind of stands out, probably last one I'll mention because I obviously want to hear your take. But, I mean, she was talking about crime, and at one point, the old piece of debate advice is never cut an ad for your opponent. She said, well, yeah, I'm actually pretty good on crime. She mentioned a bail reform bill or something like that. But I don't know why you guys are so concerned about that. And you could kind of hear a reaction from the audience. I don't know why you guys care so much about that. So, again, which party wins depends a lot on the economy. It depends a lot on what's going on in the country. To some significant extent, it depends on who is being put forward for these important positions. So, yeah, if you're a Democratic consultant, I know a couple of them. I mean, this wasn't the best night of debating you've ever seen.
Right. Exactly. Well, and it's been consistent with all the debates, it appears, whether we're talking in Ohio with J.D. Vance and Ryan. J.D. Vance left Ryan like one of those, those deveined shrimps sitting atop, a grill at a Benihana restaurant, just standing up and having nothing left in him. He pretty much put it to him. And also in Michigan with the debate with the rising star, the Republican Tudor Nixon against Gretchen Whitmer, the governor. I thought it, you know, she showed well. She debated, precisely and, looked really good and I think really added a lot of credibility and, some asset to her rising star franchise.
Yeah, one important thing about this is that, again, a lot of it depends on candidate quality. And some of these people like J.D. Vance, who wrote Hillbilly Elegy, are, whatever antics they might have engaged in this campaign season. I mean, they are pretty good candidates. But another issue is just what's actually going on in the country. And right now, I don't think anyone but an extreme partisan would say that advantages Democrats, right?
Right.
So,
exactly.
I mean, what the Republicans are able to do is point out the things that have been going on the past couple of years. I mean, the Democrats supported COVID lockdowns. Gretchen Whitmer, this might have been slightly exaggerated in the media, but Gretchen Whitmer was the person who was locking down the flower department at Walmart so that people could only buy food and get out.
Mm.
Whitmer locked down the schools. And so you're in a position to kind of hit her with those body blows, body blow, body blow, body blow, head, just asking, do you still support that? Do you still support that? Did you make a mistake, and will you admit that here? Or are you going to continue policies like this? And so Whitmer... I believe it was Whitmer who actually said we were only locked down for 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence to support, that statement.
Well, we know that they weren't. I mean, I'm from Chicago. You could go up there. I mean, the beer camps are closed. The bars are closed. I mean, it's people, one of the things that they're going to try to do, and this really does get down into control of the media by mostly left-leaning corporations. One of the things they're going to try to do is just deny objective reality. So this, not to switch topics, but I mean, we saw Ted Cruz on The View, which is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, by the way.
Yeah.
But Ted Cruz said, I don't excuse January 6th. Not everyone's rioting, but for the few people who were, I don't excuse that at all, a violent riot. But we saw a year worth of what he called Antifa riots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Whoopi Goldberg said, well, I've never seen an Antifa riot. I've never seen a left-wing riot. And Newsweek fact-checked this, and they said that Ted Cruz was false, like the statement was false, and that the group Antifa doesn't exist. And I made fun of this on Twitter. Like, I just searched for Antifa, and the first page that comes up is a registered organization, Rose City Antifa, so I just took a picture of it, and I, linked Newsweek in the tweet and so on. But, I mean, if you control most of the outlets of information, you can say stuff like that.
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to see. Like, Whitmer is saying, well, we never locked down, and she's kind of relying on print and television media to ride with her on that. But the ordinary voter looking at these debates is kind of booing and hissing when that kind of stuff is said.
Well, are you finding, Professor, that the ordinary voter is now taking the extra step? I mean, somebody will make a statement, and they'll Google it. Just like you did, and find, like one of the things that we've been saying in the show the last couple of weeks is you got to own the knowledge. Don't just take our word for it. Let it be something that you yourself own, that you have done the research. And what I am finding, at least from our audience, is that, they're double checking.
And God bless them for doing it. That's what we need. We need a, you know, we need to raise the level of the voter to where the IQ of the voter is much higher than previously, because the IQ of the voter and their and the participation of maybe even more intelligent voters is, has been canceled in such a way that we've got the government that we have right now that is so out of step. Just from common sense. I mean, this is what you feel, you know, like you said, you know, earlier when we opened up the show about the Democrats, you know, with Schadenfreude, is that they're so, you know, they're coming into a war without bullets, without ammunition, without any kind of armor.
Yeah, I think, well, I think that they're assuming that there are, their equivalent of the armor of truth would be the armor of deflection. Like, if you've ever met a state-level Democratic politician, I mean, they tend to be pretty funny, just like their Republican equivalent. And there is, believe me, an understanding that the media is maybe not going to launch a lot of hard-body attacks on them. So I think that Whitmer and the ladies of The View probably understood that they could get away with a little more than Ron DeSantis could when it comes to telling whoppers. I mean, you know, the Washington Post used to have a listing in the newspaper that was updated once every month or so of every factually inaccurate thing that Donald Trump said. And obviously, you know, the day after Joe Biden was elected, that section ceased. So did the COVID death tracker on CNN, by the way.
Right.
We lost, I believe, 300,000 Americans, RIP, under Mr. Trump. We've lost about 700,000 under Mr. Biden to update that. But in terms of, you know, with everybody lying, and I think we both agree, you know, one side does it at least a bit more, is the voter getting more high information? I think so. I think we've seen that in the data. One thing that I will say is that that's kind of unfortunate. Like, the reason you retain a lawyer if you're involved in a traffic or a fistfight case is that you don't have the time to go to law school. I mean, this was said on a radio show the other day. The reason you pay a plumber is that you don't want to spend 6 weeks learning how to fix pipes.
Right.
So we're now in the situation where government agencies seem to be so dishonest. I mean, I think Fauci symbolizes this to a lot of people mask.
Oh, yeah.
What was it in order? No mask, mask, no mask, double mask. That a lot of people did start doing their own research. They started going to WebMD and purchasing medical guides and so on. But that's really not ideal, because the average person, one, isn't a doctor, and two, has a lot of stuff to do as a housewife or a local attorney or whatever. So, yes, you are seeing that. I think you're also seeing a lot of irritation about having to do it.
Let's pick it up from there on the other side. Got to go to a quick break. More from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Me too.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, continues. Will, as we were saying just right before break here, I want you to pick up so that you can finish your thought.
Yeah, I mean, so what I was saying is I think that you are seeing, all the data indicates that you are seeing people at least trying to become more what we would call high information voters.
Mm-hmm.
So people are, you hear this phrase, doing your own research all the time. People are going online, looking things up, so on. I guess one of the things I would say as an expert to some extent, as a quantitative political consultant, so on, is that that's really not ideal. I mean, a lot of people aren't research pros. There are a lot of fake sites out there. But there is a plus to it in that people start finding reliable alternative sources,
exactly.
One, and that two, you start pressuring these politicians because at a certain point, if you start getting called out at every meeting for having told lies, we're currently seeing this with AOC from the left, actually, you eventually kind of have to stop telling lies. And that kind of kickstarts the conversation back toward honesty.
But exactly.
I think the conversation started because we were talking about how in a lot of these debates, you did hear these crazy comments like Gretchen Whitmer, no, we didn't lock down. And that's been something characteristic that we've seen, especially on the left, over the past couple of months. I mean, Joe Biden famously said some of this about policing. Like, I've always supported the police. No one serious was hurt to funding. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. And, again, you know, if you do a minute of research, you realize that the New York Times ran, you know, either an editorial or an op-ed back page that was headlined, yes, we mean literally defund the police. And you can Google that under that name. So when people just start checking this out, you realize how much of it's just obviously not true.
Exactly. Well, and it's interesting because, as you say, the Democrats, to hear them during this midterm campaign, I mean, here in Florida, we got Val Demings, you think she was a champion, you know, because she was a former, police chief herself in Atlanta. And you think, okay, well, there must be some credibility there when she talks about she never, you know, got behind Nancy Pelosi's call to defund police. When we know, like you said, with just a little bit of cursory research, that, you know, she's being dishonest to the voters. That's not true at all.
And she presents herself as some sort of, you know, reformed moderate suddenly when, you know, we've seen her for the last couple of years, especially with her antipathy against, you know, one Donald Trump, you know, during the impeachment trial and that, you know, so, it, you know, it's a different, you know, presentation that the Democrats suddenly are trying to scoot to the middle. But they're, you know, they're just so far exposed of the policies that they have supported. They've been in power for near 2 years and have all but dismantled this great American idea.
Yeah, well, I think the American idea is pretty resistant. I mean, the GOP is now going to come in for 2 years and so on, and, you know, they'll get some criticism at the end. I think the USA will be here in 100 years, and I believe, you know, you do as well. But they've definitely they've done a lot of damage. I mean, the statistic that stands out to me about – and it's not even just the unified they. I mean, specifically the Joe Biden administration. I think if you're looking at this fairly, not from a partisan lens as an academic, has to be one of the worst kind of early tenures by a president that we've seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen crime, at least in terms of murder.
Will, you got people here in America are, you know, they look at what happened in Britain, for example, where you got a prime minister that didn't even last the time of a head of lettuce. And, you know, she's in and out so fast, and we're sitting here going, you know, we're envious of what the Brits can do. But here we've got to suffer, you know, a couple of more years with this incompetency. But go ahead.
No. I mean, and I think also if you look at Italy, Mexico, Britain, I mean, there's a downside to these parliamentary systems because you can change governments every 3 months. So, I mean, if Britain is kind of, I mean, I think a lot of people over there are feeling kind of like laughing stocks as they got rid of the chubby guy, Boris Johnson. They got rid of him after a series of sex and drinking scandals. Then they put in Liz Truss, you know, charismatic first female Tory in that role, and now she's out. But at any rate, yeah, we're stuck with Biden for a couple more years, assuming that he makes it all the way through. But in just empirical terms, I mean, crime, at least murder, is back up to about 1994 levels. We had 1.7 million gotaways across the border just this year, just so far. I mean, as I mentioned, twice as many COVID deaths under Biden than under Trump, although he's been dealing with COVID a little longer. You know, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Ukraine, inflation. And it is worse here than in most of the rest of the world. So I think, and there really is just an empirical point here, I think when people hear the guy or even the party that's in charge of this sort of talking all this yaying about how, in fact, things are going splendidly, you kind of realize you're being lied to. What you have to do is cut through all this drifting smoke to get to the actual dishonesty. And very often it's going to be made as difficult as possible for you to find.
Exactly. Well, in this case, it's difficult for them to hide because the people go to the store every day. They go to the gas pumps. They look at their 401k. They see what's happening. And it is theft. In a sense, I mean, because these are Democrat policies. This is Joe Biden. They use inflation as some sort of scapegoat. No, this is self-inflicted. This is what their policies have done. They have stolen the American people's money. And here, I mean, which is amazing, because there was just a report that came out a couple of days ago that the IRS, did you see how much money they collected this past year? Almost $5 trillion.
$5 trillion
they collected. Yeah, exactly.
Well, in a sense, that's almost good because we're on pace to spend $5.44 trillion this year. So, I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. And that's the first thing that in jobs like sales, directing, canvas management, just out of college as a boy or a young man, I always had to explain to kind of liberal blue collar staffers, like every one of these programs you support, you know, some kind of welfare assistance for baby girl back home, I mean, free college, anything like that, that's paid for by your money since you have a job.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if we're going to spend 5.45, we're going to collect 5.1. That's a remarkable figure, though. The tax man took $5 trillion from us?
$5 trillion, yes.
But exactly. That's the GDP, Bill, $15 trillion? Good God. All right. Yeah. But at any rate, I think we just explained inflation in a way that a lot of PhDs really complicated. If you pump the national GDP up to $15 to $20 trillion and you tax at a rate of $5 trillion,
and you spend at a rate of $5 trillion, and you're pumping all of this money, this incredible amount of money, into stimulus packages that's on that go directly to people, you may or may not be helping people. I just would have opened up the economy, let people go back to work. I would have done this about August 2020. But what you're doing is devaluing the dollar because you have too much money chasing too few goods.
Exactly.
There hasn't been a $5 trillion or a $20 trillion increase in the value of goods in the economy. We're stimulating the economy with money. The amount of property out there has remained the same. So what you see is that the value of property goes up 30%. That's inflation in a sense.
Exactly. Well, the other thing they're doing, talk about devaluing, they have devalued our labor force, Will, because our labor force has been told, stay at home. And as Senator Graham had pointed out in his new book, that you have a scenario here in a neighborhood where you've got two neighbors. One neighbor's out there busting his pick, providing for his family of four, and he's eking out a living, you know, working his head off with his hair on fire to make $54,000 a year. The neighbor next door has got all these government subsidies and everything that the way the government counts it, they don't count. But basically, it equates to about the same $54,000 of purchasing power, to provide for their family. So you got one guy sitting at home taking it easy. Thank you very much, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, and our bureaucracy at our expense. The other guy working his pick off, and, and they're at the same level. How is that fair? How is that equitable?
Well, I don't think it is. But, I mean, that is another one of the realities here. And, again, one of the things I would advise the audience for kind of a serious political show like this one to do is just trust your common sense. Like, if you're an intelligent person, you're a nurse or you're a self-made businessman or something like that, you're managing a stable home with six kids, or like I said, a country lawyer, you're smarter than most people, and your common sense is usually pretty accurate. So it's the same thing here. Like, if you pay people not to work, of course, there are a fair number of people that are lazy and are going to choose not to work.
Exactly.
There's nothing that's rocket scientific about that. So one of the things with the COVID stimulus packages is that in a large number of states, including Kentucky, which surprised me, we extended unemployment for, I don't want to exaggerate, I think the total was either 12 to 18 weeks. No, it was 18 weeks. Our baseline was 12. And we also doubled it or close. We added something like a $600 untaxed stimulus payment every week. So in practice, if you were unemployed for 2 years, you were paid this substantial amount of money tax-free. Your student loans were also forgiven. So there wasn't much incentive to go back to work. And that's why a lot of municipal services, and this might vary state by state, I might be off by 5%, but this is why so many municipal services are so bad. People, and not even just municipal services, this is why it's hard to get a good steak in a restaurant. People just didn't want to go back to work.
Right.
So you're now
exactly.
Seeing these billboards that say things like McDonald's hiring, $16 an hour, $2,000 signing bonus. I don't mind paying Americans this kind of money. But again, it's not the result of a competitive market. It's the result of that $5 trillion over $20 trillion that we just discussed. Like, the government spent a ton of money while telling people to stay home, so the price of everything rose. So in response, the wages the small employer has to pay rose. That's it. That's what happened.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. It will be continuing, no doubt about it. Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Thank you, Will. Take care.
Great talking to you. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.